Just in the last few minutes, I'd like to show you this amazing thing called Social Fusion. Okay, it's really cool, and we can do it quickly. Okay, this is something that most people have never seen. This is a way to take your strategy map and get the results even faster. So for those of you that have the PDF, if you go to slide number 6, okay. So Mike, I don't mean to keep going back to the thing you said at the beginning, but for most people who are coaches, consultants, they run service organizations, slide number 6 is how we have been taught, if we've gone to business school or we've read books or we've gone to seminars, about how to structure our relationships. I'm at the center, and you're all hub and spoke to me. Okay? So like on this call, I'm just looking at the list of names. So I've got a relationship with Martina, and I've got a relationship with Dwayne, and I've got a relationship with Paul, and I've got a relationship with Danny, and I've got a relationship with Steven, going all the way down. And it's basically me on the phone all day reaching out to those people trying to make deals, okay? Trying to make deals, or I'm trying to, if they're in my team, I try to manage them. So I reach out to each one, and I kind of convince them what I really, you know, want them to do, and I might have to provide a little motivation, a little carrot and stick to kind of get them to do what I want, you know, or I harass them. You know, I say, I'm going to fire you if you don't do this. If you're on my team, I really need you to do this particular project, but this is kind of, you know, my day. So my day is all of these little relationships that I'm constantly reaching out to. Now, you might look at this and say, well, you know, what's the problem with that? Well, there's no problem, except you can't get to world class that way, okay? Here's what you get to that way. A point where you as an individual are extremely busy, you're maxed out, you don't have enough time, and the course you really want to take is one on time management. Because it's just you all day, every day, reaching out to person after person after person after person. It gets old, it gets tiring, and it really puts a cap, in fact, a very low-level cap on your effectiveness. So is there another way? Well, there is. It's called forming triads, and when you do this successfully, it's called fusion. Okay. So a quick story that illustrates the point is when John and Haley and I were writing Tribal Leadership, we wanted to get an interview with someone some of you may know. His name is Reid Hoffman. Okay, Reid is the one of the people who helped to found PayPal a number of years ago, and since then he's gone on to help to co-found LinkedIn, the social networking site. So we really wanted to get an interview with him. So how do you do that in the old school networking? Well, if you're like me, you write an email that talks about how great you are. You know, so dear Reid, my name's Dave Logan, PhD, best-selling author, associate dean, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I put all that in there. And I send it off to Reid, and, you know, that guy doesn't respond. Well, why doesn't he respond? Well, my only explanation, because, you know, I think I'm pretty savvy, is he must not have gotten it. So I send it again, and I send it again, and I send it again. No response, no response, no response. This is actually a true story, okay? So finally, a kid in his organization named Constantine, that I have never met but I will always be grateful to, sent me the following message. I'm paraphrasing. But he said, Dave, Reid founded a social networking site. So if you want to get in touch with him instead of using email, why don't you upload your contacts to LinkedIn and see if you're connected with him? This was a long time ago before people were really, you know, on LinkedIn and similar sites. Okay, I'm an idiot. So I go online, I upload my contacts, and messages go out. Do you want to be connected to Dave? And people say yes or no. Now I've got enough people on there, so I type in Reid Hoffman in LinkedIn, and it shows an arrow from Dave to someone named Barney, who was my best friend in high school, and another arrow to Reid Hoffman, meaning I'm one person away from Reid, and it's my best friend in high school, Barney. So I send Barney an email. You know, dear Barney, Barney knows all about Tribal Leadership. Writing this book, Barney, as you know, I'd love to get an interview with Reid. I understand you know him. So about 5 minutes go by, and an email goes out from Barney to Reid, copy to me, essentially says, Reid, you should interview, or you should let Dave interview you. He's one of us. This book that he's writing has the potential to change the world. It's worth a few minutes of your time. Here's his phone number. 5 minutes after the email goes out, my phone rings, and it's Reid Hoffman. Okay. Now, what happened, and how is that different? Okay, that's called triading, what Barney did. Barney took the word try as in three. Barney took two people, Dave and Reid, and he introduced them. He introduced them based on values that they share. Okay. Now, if you think back to the strategy map, you might wonder, how come I had you draw core values in the center, but we didn't talk about it? Well, the truth is, that's something that we may do in a future call, is to talk about values and how we relate values to your outcomes and then use values as a way to supercharge your social network. I don't just mean social network on some web system, but I mean who you're connected to. It's a fantastic tool to do that really quickly. Okay, but Barney said to read, Dave is one of us. Translation, you know, he probably values the same thing we value, and he's writing a book that can change the world. Now, for Reed, making as much money as he has in his life, Reed isn't interested in publicity. He wants to do the Bill Gates thing, right? He wants to go cure homelessness, and he wants to do AIDS in Africa work. So that is very meaningful to him. Telling him that I can get him some free publicity when he's already got too much, that's not meaningful. So Barney introduced us, built the relationship, and then in a very smart way, he called about a week later just to drop in to check in to see kind of how we're doing, okay? So if you go to the very last slide, and this is going to wrap it up, then we'll take a couple questions, and then we'll go on to the next thing. How do you do this? Well, the first thing you do is you take two people, okay, that don't know each other, but that you know, and you introduce them. Now, you do that on a couple of levels. One is shared values, values that they have in common, like innovation, integrity, creativity, okay, things that really connect them. And the second is some mutual interest, like Dave's writing a book, and Reed, I think you can help him. Okay, so there's some mutual interest. The second thing you do is you ask each person to contribute and to receive contribution in a very, very specific way. So Reed, you know, you should encourage, or you should tell him your story about blah, blah, blah. And Dave, make sure you ask Reed about blah, blah, blah. Okay, so Barney gave us very specific guidance in how to do this relationship. Then about a week later, you just check in. You know, so, hey, Dave Reed, want to know, you know, did you guys connect? If so, what happened? Now, if they report back to you, oh, Barney, this is great, this is awesome, fantastic connection, then what Barney did successfully is he fused us. He fused Dave and Reed to the point that we now have a very strong social connection. Now, you want to keep doing exactly those steps again and again and again. And there's a point of magic. Again, my colleague John is the one who really identified this. When you get to the point that you have fused six new people, new professionals into your network, something magic happens. And I don't mean magic like, you know, magic, but I mean something remarkable, something innovative. People say, I don't understand what happened. My whole business has shot up to a new level, and it's completely weird and unpredictable. Well, what happens when you fuse six new people into your network is that you've now created around you a very vibrant, values-oriented community, and it's really fun, and it's really cool. And here's the sign that you know you've done something really good. You have a social event of some kind, like a meeting or a party, and somebody that you introduced to somebody else is now at that party or at that meeting, but they're not there because you invited them. They're there because somebody else in your community invited them. What you see is your community really, really scales. For those of you that know Eben Pagan, he does a lot of work in business advice, and there's a lot that he did prior to that, but he and I were kind of playing around with that. That's really the mark when someone's business is about to explode, when your social group is expanding to the point that someone you introduced to someone else is now being taken care of by your social network as a result of the new connections that you made. Okay, so new school networking nets out very simply to you're creating these three-person relationships, not two-person, but three, and then you're checking back in and you're cementing them until those people really fuse together, become friends, become colleagues, become partners of some kind, and then you keep repeating that until that point of magic happens around six people or when you've got a social event and you see that your community is now taking care of the new people that you've brought in. That's the point where it becomes really, really amazing. Okay, so with all of that said, anybody have a comment or question? And we'll do this quick. Anyone have a comment or question? Okay, so press 3 if you've got a comment or question. Okay, looks like we've got one. Then let's just take this one question, and then we'll go into the group.
Dave, it's Stephen. The question I have is, how does creating those fusions impact your business?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So how does it impact your business? Well, it does it. So again, I don't want to oversell this, but frankly, it's hard not to. So when we did tribal leadership, we did a study of about 24,000 people over about 10 years, or that's how many, you know, kind of data hits we had. The people who were really good at what I described had businesses that were of a completely different level. Okay, so you want to know specifically how you do that? Well, let's say you got a service business of some kind, of, you know, coaching business or real estate or something. You want your clients to not just be your clients, but you want them to create a kind of a community, okay, that is so cool and is so fun that they go out and get other people to bring into that community, okay? So one of the people we write about in the book is, since real estate came up, is a woman named Darla Longo. She's a broker in C.B. Richard Ellis. That's a commercial real estate company. Darla only does a couple things that are different than other brokers. Number one is she does a strategy map that we talked about. She's religious about it. Every 90 days she gets her team together and they do outcomes, assets, actions, and they map out what they want to do. The second thing she's religious about is forming triads, okay, but getting them to the point where they fuse together. Every year Darla hosts a party. About 400 people come, and all Darla does all night is she finds two people who don't know each other and she introduces them. More business gets closed that night for Darla than gets closed by entire offices of that company. Not an office can have, you know, dozens of brokers in a year. Okay, so one person and one night versus an office of dozens of people over a year, and Darla wins. And what does she do? All she does is introduce people. Okay, well, what happens is they immediately start talking about you and your business, and then they've got a question. You know, well, like, you know, Dave, can you help us with something in our business? And I say, you know, I'd love to, but actually I'm having this discussion. Hey, let me introduce both of you to my friend Julian. Okay, so then I introduce the two of you to Julian. Then I go back to making introductions. Julian now helps to resolve whatever problem you have, and that probably means a deal of some kind. My time is maximized as much as possible. So Steve, does that answer the question? Or Stephen, does that answer the question?
It sure does.
Okay, great. Well, so hopefully that's useful, and I think the next thing we're going to do is break up into some groups. So, Julian, are you handling that part of the call?